Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Thursday. Please rise for our national anthem. Salt air. And the rust on your door. I never needed anything more. Whispers. Of are you sure? Never have I ever before.
And but I can see it's lost in the memory. August slipped away
into a moment in time. Cause it was never mine. Okay, we're gonna get C&D. Yeah. Like you said, our voices are too similar to Taylor's. Yeah. Happy August.
Happy August, everybody.
Yay! Salt air. You know what's so funny? I love, first of all, I'm screaming. I had my tea this morning. I think it's so exciting. Like, usually when August rolls around, I'm feeling kind of melancholy because the summer's almost over.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that. It's not over, but it is in the waning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's waning. And so it's tough. It's tough. But I do think that the song August and us looking forward to August, Salt Air, Rust on Your Door has changed my tune.
Totally.
It makes you
romanticize a month that actually kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. She's
in reality, August is very humid. Uh-huh. Unless if you're living in a cozy cottage by the seaside, then
it's a different story. Oh, yeah, then you're fine. And then it's perfect.
If you're living in New York City, it's a very humid, very gross month. But even though it was humid and gross this morning, I was prancing, dancing, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also decided that September is a summer month, so summer doesn't end until September.
Yes, it is. I think July, August, September is summer now.
Yeah, I agree.
June is like, what, barely? Like,
June
what
is barely,
June?
Yeah.
June
and September is so hot now that I think September is very much summer, so.
I agree with you completely. Yeah. Agree with you completely.
So we still have two more months.
Two more months. very excited that it's August. I do, somebody said online that I think it's funny how Taylor has created like her own, like the equivalent of like a Christmas song that gets popped. Like, All I Want for Christmas is You, basically.
Yep.
Like, this is her, that's her version of it.
Yeah, that is
funny.
It's,
you know, popped up on all the streams, is number one of the day, number, you know, all the good shit.
Yeah.
So everybody is doing their due diligence and pledging their allegiance to the flag. That is August.
Thank you.
I'm happy for everyone.
Yep.
Happy for us.
Happy for us.
However, the start of this August, it was slightly tarnished for you this morning, Gia. What happened? Tell me everything. Tell me everything, because you know that I can relate hard to this, and I want to hear your experience.
So I woke up nice and early this morning. I'm a little jet lagged, so I woke up at like 8. I'm like, oh, I can take a shower, have a good, nice, long morning, whatever. Again, the shower. It's a great shower. I come out, open the door. Cockroach. And that
huge
thing.
Huge cockroach,
huge.
By the way. Huge.
It's like at least like this
They're
big.
So big. People don't understand. The cockroaches in New York City, there are two kinds. It's cockroaches and water bugs, and they're basically the same thing. But the water bugs, quote unquote, they look like cockroaches. They basically are. They live in the drains, and that's where they come from. And the cockroaches can get there too, whatever. But they are so big that people don't know. Like, for our South Carolina Swifties, I know palmetto bugs. It's basically the same thing as a palmetto bug. And and size included. They're just so massive, so scary, and they pop up unexpectedly.
I just didn't even know what to do. We were having a standoff. Like, I was there in my towel. He was there. I was just frozen in fear.
Yeah.
So then I called my friend. And I'm like, what do I do? And they're like, you need to smush it.
Yeah.
So I took an old heel.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stood there for another 10 minutes just trying to gain the confidence.
Get that, just muster up the courage to
and
do
then
it.
And then I said out loud, I said, I am brave, I'm strong, and I'm an independent woman.
Yes, you are.
I don't need a man to kill my bugs. And then I just smashed the shit. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, smashing the fuck out of it.
Yep.
And it was smashed into a smithereens, and then I flushed it down the toilet.
And that's my girl. That's my girl. Bravo.
Thank you.
And that's how you take care of a terrible
Thank
situation.
You. It was really
Very
tense.
Proud.
Like, I want to
Of course
say,
it is.
I stood there for literally 10 minutes.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like staring at it. Mm-hmm. It's little antennas.
And they're always moving like in a herky jerky way. And they're fast, by the way. And they climb up the walls. And every once in a while, they'll fly. They will.
No, like, it actually makes
they're horrifying.
It makes me nauseous.
No, of course.
And I'm really, I would say I'm a pretty good bug killer. Like, I'm not really
you're too scared of
bugs.
You're not like scared of bugs. No, but the cockroaches are a different animal. Like,
it's bigger than like my thumb.
Yes, yes.
No, I'm out.
It's my most feared thing when it comes to, like, you know, the world of animals.
Mm.
Like, I am not really afraid of things like that either. Yeah. Bugs, spiders, like, you know, I'll hold a spider in my hand. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about those things. Something about cockroaches, I think it's that they're so dark and they're like, so like
they can survive
skittish.
Like nuclear yeah. like warfare. It, like
exactly. Like it feels like even if you try to kill it, it's not gonna die and then you're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But it's that story is so perfect and so just exactly how it goes down every time.
Yep.
I have to dig it up. I have a video. I don't even know if I posted it on TikTok. It was during COVID. I definitely sent it to my family and they were fucking cackling. Similar situation. I had a cockroach in my bedroom.
Oh no.
And I woke up in the morning, threw my feet over the side of the bed, stepped down my bare feet on top of a cockroach. It was on another level. And I had run out of, so my number one thing
God,
to
did you scream at the top of your lungs?
It became a whole thing. Yeah. So, but the number one thing that I always tell people to have at the ready at all times in your house, if you live in New York City, is Raid.
Yeah.
And you have to have, like, I had my Raid on my, I had it under my sink, and it was too far away. Yeah, it was too far away from where I was, and it was on the other side of the cockroach, so I couldn't like jump over it and go get it because I would have lost it. So I'm looking at it. I step on it. It scuttles a little bit into my like carpet under my bed, but doesn't go all the way under my bed. And I start freaking out. Then I start recording myself. It's COVID,
obviously.
Remember? And I'm screaming whatever. I find like a combat boot, and the video is me like I'm like working up the courage, and then I throw my phone on the bed because I was like fuck this, and it was still recording. So the video in the back. Is my hand with the boot and then me going smashing the fucking because that is the only way you smash them
to smithereens
with the biggest shoe you can find
and
if you can't find the Raid. But then after that, I swear to God, I had Raid on my bedside table for the rest of the time I lived in that apartment.
I thought I had bug spray. I think it was just ant killer, but I thought I had it under my bathroom sink, but I think it's under my kitchen sink.
That's, you know, and it's that's like the
place
you
would
put it.
They corner you.
They do fucking know. Yeah. And they're so quick, so they could come from the kitchen. Usually they are. They're like either in the kitchen in the pipes or in the bathroom in the pipes.
Yeah.
So you were already in the bathroom, so you probably came from the kitchen, and it's just like, they're the worst, and I'm sorry that you had morning.
It's okay.
But I'm proud
honestly,
of you
it woke
for
me up a little
through.
Bit.
Of
Thanks.
Course.
Yeah.
Very proud of you for making it through.
Thank
because
you.
Because it's a life-altering experience.
I really, like, the more I live in New York, the more that I do things on my own, I'm just like, wow, I really can do things by myself. And it's a beautiful thing. Like, I don't need anyone.
No,
it's
not a nice feeling.
It is.
It's like, I could just do this myself.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Like,
it's
I did both my carpets yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Like, my big-ass fucking carpet.
It's beautiful, by the way. I love your carpet.
Thank you.
So cute.
Yeah.
Gia got her new folklore piano carpet.
Yeah,
obsessed.
It's very,
do you like it a lot?
I love it. It's very Taylor Swift inspired.
Extremely.
Speaking of folklore as well, I also got my cardigan. If
yes, it's
tell.
Looking so great.
Yes, it's very soft.
Oh, it's so soft.
Yeah, it's so much softer than the Speak
it
Now
really
one.
It really is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the Speak Now one I feel is a little
itchy.
It's like thick and like wool almost. My 1989 one is kind of like this.
It's really nice.
Wow.
I'm really loving it. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I can't wait to wear it like when it gets a little chilly.
Of course. Ooh, by the sea.
Yep.
What a day for folklore. I listen to folklore all morning.
Yeah.
You know, obviously started with August and then transitioned through the rest of the album. Listen to The Lakes on the way here while I was sweating my dick off on the subway. And yeah, it's just all is right in the world of Swift.
Yeah.
And cockroaches aside, I think that we're going to have a lovely, lovely couple of days, fingers crossed.
Do you have any plans this weekend?
No, I don't. Mm. I might go, I hesitate to say this in case my mom is listening. I might go home Saturday night because if I'm correct, the House of Dragon finale is Sunday, right?
Yes.
That's become like a thing that my family and I watch
together.
Like sort of. We were at the shore, we watched it together and it was like a whole thing. And I haven't been home in a while. And so I think this might be the only weekend that I like have nothing going on where I could just pop home for a night.
Ooh.
So I might do that on Saturday night.
Nice.
It should be nice. And then tomorrow, I'm actually, Friday, meeting up with some of my friends from my Greece trip.
Fun.
They're going to be in town. And so we're having a little reunion. So
that'll
be lovely. I'm excited.
A little dinner
about that.
Moment or?
Yeah, a little drink. We're going to a little,
ooh,
little lounge.
Fun.
You know, a little speakeasy vibe.
Very
which
fun.
Which I love. So that'll be nice. But besides that, you know, hopefully a lot of rest on the horizon besides those things.
Sunday is the finale of House of Dragon.
I know. Only 8 episodes or something.
That's kind of crazy. I feel
it
like
sucks,
nothing
right?
really happened.
I know. It's like some things happened, but I feel like we could squeeze like 2 or 3 more episodes out. Yeah, I'm kind of bummed
out. Yeah, no, like things definitely
it might
happened.
Be long.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be like an hour and a half.
I have to
long.
Watch last week's episode.
Oh, last week's is good.
I saw some spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I just have to
apparently
watch.
The whole, I just bit. Do you see that? Apparently the whole new finale episode got leaked online somehow. I didn't go looking for it, but I saw the tweets, the warning tweets.
Oh no,
and
I did
was like,
it.
Oh no. And I haven't seen any spoilers, you know.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
I mean, I know what happens.
Thankfully. I sort of know, but not
yeah.
I know because I've been seeing everybody who read the books, they just fucking spoil everything on Twitter. It's actually crazy.
And it's also and it's like just so much. People that watch Game of Thrones, like they'll repost like old clips and stuff of like moments where they explain like I always watch that like Baratheon the little girl explaining and I'm like, damn, like spoiler alert
With the shale or whatever the fuck she has on her face.
Skin disease.
Skin thing. Yeah. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Like dragon scale?
Dragon scale.
I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So we'll see. But I caught up on The Boys. This is nothing that has to do with Taylor Swift right now. Yeah. Caught up on The Boys, very excited. Started Presumed Innocent. I know everyone's watching that, so I will finish it soon.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's like an Apple TV show with Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, I don't have Apple TV. Speaking of, everyone's talking about
it. I'm still trying to finish The Bear.
Oh God. Damn, The Bear is tough.
It's so slow this season.
It is kind of slow, and I like The Bear a lot, and I'm always the first to like come to bat for it being like artsy and weird whenever people are like thrown off by that.
I like that,
but it is I like the first episode.
I just get myself so distracted.
No,
like I'm like, oh, I just missed the past 10 minutes because I was on my phone because no one was talking.
Absolutely, it's a lot of like active paying attention, which is tough. But the only reason I finished it so quickly is I watched it on the plane to Greece, so it was like an easy, you know, I was going nowhere. So.
Yeah, that's smart.
But I would say we have tomorrow is a day that the clowns will be out. The clowns, not only will they be on parade, I think it's going to be like,
oh really?
Like a Super Bowl for clowns tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that everyone is thinking. It's like the first real reputation drop potential that like people have been talking about forever. The 8-2 on the cup hands from the music video.
Okay.
And then everything that's like added up has added up to this day. So it's like a big day for clowns if you're looking to clown. But something else that I found out, apparently Kanye West is trying to come out with an album tomorrow.
Yes, I heard that. Vultures 2.
Okay,
it'd be very funny if
it would
she,
be. It'd be very funny if we got a Taylor Swift drop. So
I would love that. That
to me,
him.
And again, I hung up my nose for a while. Ooh. However, you know, these things are on the horizon, and it will dispel all the thought. If nothing happens, it'll dispel everything that people have been talking about for a while, and we all start from scratch. But just keep that on your radar if you are wondering.
3 nights in Warsaw.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I guess
the location's also like, what? But you never know. You never know.
I've never, is Warsaw nice? I would assume it is.
I think that
right?
it is. I think it's like, Poland is nice.
Oh, it's like a city.
Yeah. It's, I'm pretty sure it's like industrial.
Ooh. You know? I've always wanted to go to Poland.
I would like to go as well. I would like to do all of that.
Eastern European.
Like, I think it'd be interesting. I don't know when to go though. But I think spring is the time because otherwise it's gray.
So cold.
Like, everywhere
right?
and cold. Yeah. But I think in spring it's basically like flowers and shit, you know? I think that's when they, like, I'm thinking about Holland specifically with the tulips.
I would love to go to Holland.
Me too. I want to go to that place where all the tulips are. Do you know that all those tulips are the tulips they use all over the world?
I was literally about
to say that.
Yep.
We have the same fact.
It's kind of crazy.
Isn't that insane? Like, I always see all those tulips. I'm like, damn, what are all those tulips for? Like, for what? And
it's literally just
turns out they're literally the world's tulips.
Tulips.
Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Thank you to Holland for
Thank
their
you to
tulips.
Holland. Big vibes.
I can't see anything happening tomorrow.
I don't really either.
I think I've dug myself in such a pessimistic ditch that I really just, I'm set on the 2025 now, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so tired of being disappointed.
No, of course. And I think that that I'm in that camp as well.
Yeah.
But Gia, they do say when you least expect it.
I know.
You know?
Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. So just for my clowns on the low, think about it. You know, pay attention. I'll be paying attention just in case. And but what would happen is like it would be like midnight tonight probably. You know? Or would it be Poland time?
It just doesn't make
sense. I know.
Sense.
It makes no sense. It makes
like,
no
it
sense.
Like, it just seems so random it to me for her to no drop sense. It tonight. But I mean, like,
I know.
Nothing's random in her book, but I don't know.
We'll just have to see.
We'll just have to see. Keep our eyes peeled. At least I will have service this time. Maybe don't take an edible tomorrow.
Yeah, don't take. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm probably not going to take an edible during the day tomorrow. So let's just fingers crossed. Oh, we have a meeting in the morning. Just remember.
Oh, yeah.
Good. What was I going to say? So I think otherwise, there are a few things going on. There's some like silly stuff we can touch upon. There is one serious thing I think we need to talk about a little bit.
Definitely.
Taylor had posted a story talking about the horrible, horrible events that happened in
Southport
in England.
Yeah.
There was a Taylor Swift themed dance party happening in like a town square, essentially. Yeah. And a man came in and brutalized children, and three children at this point are dead.
Like, and it really makes me like nauseous.
It's a sick thing. And yeah. I even don't even feel, you know, I specifically am a little weird with like tragedy and stuff. And this is just so unimaginably awful. That it just...
It's like disturbingly fucked up. It's just sick
people.
Up.
People are so sick fucking sick.
And so sad.
And that guy's
like,
still alive, by the way. He's like in court right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just fucked up.
It
just makes you scared to like live your life. And that's a sad thing. It's like you want to just do normal things and have fun and enjoy like a fun thing with your kids. I could actually start crying about it because it's
awful.
Really so sad. And these girls are so young, and the pictures of them, like, they're so cute. And it's just like, how could you he is a sick, disgusting human being. And like, my thoughts and my prayers are with all of the families that have been affected, because it's just like something that never should have happened. It's just like where do you even go from there? I don't know. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing. And yeah, I just like enjoy the moments with your family and take it all in, because you never know what can happen. And like, we're very lucky. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just like those little girls, like it just really breaks my heart. It's just,
well, it's disgusting. It's the most vile thing you could possibly think of. It's unimaginable. It's just, especially.
It just makes, no sense when it's kids. Like,
no,
it's kids.
Young children, like just so young. And they go to this fun thing with their moms, their sisters, their brothers, whoever. They're there, they're having a good time, and you don't expect something like this to happen. And I think that, you know, this is happening in England, and I was reading a few of the like English news outlets, and I'm trying to think how to phrase this. These things specifically don't happen in like England. Like, they don't happen in other countries. They happen, unfortunately, more in the United States. Yeah. So I feel like in the United States, we do hear these awful stories pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And, you know, over there, they don't really deal with this, and they are just so floored. They can't believe it. And, they're trying to deal with how they are going to process this moving forward, and how, you know, they're now having these feelings of living in fear, similar to what we've had for our whole lives.
Yeah.
And not that they don't feel the same, but I just, you know, I hate the idea that feeling of fear spreads further and further all the time. Like, that to me makes me, it's just awful. And especially tied up with something Taylor Swift related. And, you know, to put a stain on that as well, and then now Taylor is feeling, I don't know like how she could feel anything other than like sadness, guilt, you know, all these things that are obviously not her fault, but because it was like her music themed whatever, it's like, you know, her fans, people that like her, you know, it leads to different questions, like, is this guy a hater of children? Is he a fucking psychopath? Yes, obviously. But then also, is this like a Taylor Swift target and like whatever, which is a horrible way to start thinking, but that's how these things start. And I just think that like this was an awful situation,
like, the toxicity online
leads
to real life things sometimes,
exactly, and this horrible shit that's happening, like, you know, always watch your fucking back. Always just make sure that you, I don't even know. Like, aware of your surroundings. It's,
like,
it's a fucked up thing.
Like,
it's just so,
so
fucked up.
So, like, unavoidable, you know?
Right, exactly. It also makes me want to think, though, like, I am so sick of, like, just being afraid to go outside. Or I'm so sick of, like, worrying about these things and being scared of these things. But it's like, you know, these are things you have to think of.
Yeah.
And there are sick people in this world who do not get the help they need. And they do things like this. And it's absolutely just unimaginable.
Yeah.
Just horrible, horrible. So Taylor had posted on her story, you know, just basically saying what we said. I can't imagine how she feels.
Yeah.
You know, she's got the concerts coming up. I don't know if I could. Even she has never really done a conversation like that when something happens. Like, remember that fan sadly passed away in Brazil or wherever, the heat stroke. I don't think that she mentioned anything on stage.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be too hard. I think that you just, You get on stage.
And she
you
just
do the
like invited her family
off.
To the show, and you know,
right.
A nice gesture, like something of a gesture to the family. I don't know, something. She also does that stuff in private. I feel like a lot. Like,
absolutely. Which
she
by
donates
the way, is the way to go.
Yeah,
like, it's
I agree.
Just, we don't. She doesn't like, owe anybody anything. It's not. You know. It's just.
Yeah.
She's a human being with feelings, and you know, she wants to express those feelings. She can do however she wants.
Yeah, and I feel like she always does the right thing. So
absolutely.
Like it's. And there's I posted it in last week's episode bio, and also on our story. I'll include it again in the bio on this week's episode. There's a donation fund going to the families that a couple Taylor Swift Twitter accounts have been sharing.
Yep.
So I'll share that as well. Don't feel pressured, but it goes to
to
the families.
If you can, you never know.
Yeah.
It's just a. Something everyone wishes never happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we're gonna, you know, we'll move forward with this information, with these feelings, and I just hope that these people find peace in any way that they can.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know. I've said I was following this guy. He's like in court or something, and being a fucking monster. It's just like it's hard to keep up, honestly, because I'm so upset. By it, like, it's hard to, like, you know, because I just feel no amount of justice is, like, I wish that man was dead.
Yeah.
I wish he was dead. Like,
yeah.
And that's the thing. If that happened, the difference is if that happened in the United States, that man, his head would have been blown off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are no guns. They don't have guns over there. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Police don't have guns and things. And so he just, I don't know, they got him, but I hope he rots. I hope he rots to death.
I hope he gets tortured.
Medieval torture every day for the rest of his life. Like, just a fucking, oh, God.
Yeah, I feel like people like that, like, they get fucked up in jail. So
yeah, I hope
he
so.
Gets fucked up.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely horrible. But, all right. Sadness aside.
Yeah.
Prayers up, of course. I think that right now, at this point, going into all of the concerts coming up, I think that we are starting, really, to get into that point of, like, not the feeling that it's coming to a close soon, but because the Europe shows are coming to a close soon, it's another, like, closed chapter.
Yeah.
You know? And I do feel that the shows she added in the U.S. and in Canada are kind of like bonus, you know?
I know. I think they are bonus.
The original end was supposed to be London.
London,
right?
Yeah.
So, I you know... Again, not to clown or not to, you know, whatever. I just think that, like, we got to cherish. We have to cherish.
Yeah, cherish each night.
Pay attention. Watch the clips of her singing surprise songs. I love to do that. Like,
I'll always watch them.
I always watch the surprise songs. Made me cry every time. And it's just lovely, you know?
Yeah, it is lovely.
It's good stuff. I'm trying to think what else is going on in her world.
There's a... she gave the tickets.
Oh, no, wait. So I saw that and I looked into that. I think that she had given to them already.
A while ago?
They were in Paris with us, remember?
Oh.
I totally forgot because I listened to her talk and she was like, Taylor had given us tickets and when we went to the show, we were like, when we're back here in Paris, we want to perform on the stage like she does. And so I totally forgot that happened a while ago. But she kind of kept that under wraps. Like,
why
I don't
are
know
they
how
posting
that
it now?
I don't know why. Because I was confused as well yesterday. I almost wrote a blog about
then
it.
Never mind.
And then it happened. But yeah.
That's very nice of her.
Very nice of her. Olympics is still going on. We're excited. Congrats to the
women's gymnastics. Simone Biles. And Suni Lee.
Have you followed up? Have you been keeping up with that drama with Michaela Skinner?
Love,
oh, my God.
Love.
Michaela Skinner. Like, what?
She's such a hater.
She made such a bad move. Like, all she had to do was be like, fuck, sorry, I misspoke, I said the wrong thing, like, I love you girls, like, you're amazing, whatever, like, she needs to kiss ass right now, and instead she's like blocking Simone Biles. Like, what,
this is crazy.
Not the move, girlfriend.
I also loved how, like, immediately after they won gold, like, Suni went up to Simone and was like,
yeah,
I want to make this TikTok that where you do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly what 100%. Like, I would do
they're
too.
They're so funny. Cute.
I've really been enjoying all of the Olympics.
Me too.
Social media stuff. Do you know, like, Alona Meyer?
Of course. She's so funny.
So funny.
Charismatic.
Yeah,
like,
I love her. I just love her message that she puts out to
the
world.
The rugby player.
Yeah. She plays rugby, and she is very, she advocates for, like, you know, being able to be feminine and masculine at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to be one thing. You can be both. And I love that as someone that likes to dress a little bit more masculine and also likes to dress a little bit more feminine. It depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love her. And she had a great interaction with Jason Kelsey. They met.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was like, Flavor Flav has water polo. Like, could you be our like rugby sports person?
Oh my God,
and he was
imagine.
Like, yeah, of course.
Oh my God, that would be so cool.
He wore a shirt with her face on it. Too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Is he the one? Is she the one that they did an arm wrestling?
I don't know.
He did arm wrestling with someone, and I thought it was her.
Oh, maybe.
But I could be wrong. But it was, yeah, they're just, she's crushing it, they're crushing it. I did appreciate one of the other rugby girls. I don't know her name, unfortunately. She's blonde. She was giving an interview, and they were talking about, like, the future of rugby and, like, rugby as a sport. And she was like, yeah, if you're not sure if you'd be good for rugby, like, if you've ever played soccer or basketball and you just kind of thought, I'm a little too aggressive for the sport, come out for rugby.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Because it's so true. Like, it's just, you know.
Rugby is a fucking intense,
fucking
sport.
It's very, very intense.
And it's crazy that they don't play with helmets, but they get less concussions than football players do.
I think it's because, you know what? We had this discussion at the Shore because we were watching the men's rugby, and it does look vicious, but I do think that everyone knowing that they don't have helmets on kind of makes people like
they don't,
you
like
don't
go.
Just throw your fucking body into everybody, because I feel like giving all the pads makes you think that you're indestructible, so you just like
that's
act
true.
Indestructible, but in reality you're not, obviously. But with rugby there's like that competitiveness and the you know physical contact and stuff, but it's on a level that's like, you know,
that
you're
makes
not gonna
sense.
Kill somebody on the field.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so the Olympics are going on, we love it. I think the let's see. We haven't heard any more Taylor songs
No.
Technically. But we know she's watching.
Yeah.
She said she was watching. So that's all. That's all very exciting.
Yeah. Pumped and up Travis got a 99.
Oh, yes. So
ranking.
Yes. So we asked the boys outside.
Yes.
Travis is a part of the NFL Madden game.
Yeah.
That's a
Madden
video
25.
Game. Madden 25.
Or 24?
I don't know. 24 maybe.
Yeah.
I think it corresponds with the year.
Yeah, so I think
so
it's 24.
So he scored like a 99.
25.
Oh, it is 25.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
Oh, 25th anniversary or something, maybe.
Yeah, 25th anniversary. But yeah, like, oh, yeah, and the 25th and the 25th. That's kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
So it's a game where the players are ranked and given points based on how their performances are in real life, and Travis is the number one tight end in the league based on these points.
Yep.
And
he's the only tight end with a 99 ranking.
Only tight end with a 99 ranking. Yep. And there are a few other players in the league and in this game that have high scores like him, but he's one of very few.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all based on his actual performance in football, which is exciting. So
it's
that's
very
exciting. All the game people, video game people.
They posted it on
the picture's so cute of him.
The picture's so cute. And they posted it, the Chiefs posted it, and Taylor liked the
post. Of course.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, why we're talking about it.
Yes, of course. It's
so
very cute.
So that's cute, exciting, good for him, making moves, you know, getting his face out on those boxes. First cereal, now this.
I know.
We love it.
The cereal comes out in September. I'm so excited
for
it.
Oh, that's good. Okay,
yeah,
I never looked at that.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Ooh, that's excellent timing.
I know.
Ooh, perfect.
But I, what was I going to say? Oh, something about just Travis. Just, it's nice with Travis because he's just so good at football,
right,
and Taylor
right.
is so good at
I
her
know.
Profession. So like,
it's so easy to like brag
and we,
about. Them.
Yeah, we always talk about this. How like, that's why I feel like they work so well is because like he's so successful and she's so successful that there's no like comparison. There's no really like. Of course, you're gonna feel like a little like weird if your partner is like
it's like a little better
a
than
bajillion
you.
Times
yeah.
like
regardless
on a different planet.
Sex, I think regardless,
yeah,
like
yeah,
if
yeah.
I'm, even if you're a girl and your husband is like or your boyfriend, whatever,
of course,
is, like,
yeah,
smarter, better, whatever, you kind of feel that.
Yeah, you don't want to rely on another person, like
always,
just like financially or like in life, just like getting you places, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it is nice, like when Travis does well, because I'm like yes, like.
Yeah,
that, like it's all equal playing field.
Exactly.
And yeah,
it's like, babe, I'm like the top tight end in Madden 24 or 25, and it's like, oh, that's great, babe. I'm still breaking records on for the 12th week in a row on my charts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, babe. Like they're just
like,
back
I just
and
won
forth,
the Super
like,
Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, sick, babe. Love it. Like just you know,
it's,
oh my God, that's
great.
So sick. Like that's
it's very
just
cute.
How you know how I imagine their conversations when they share their accolades.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, that's exciting. Exciting for him. Exciting for her. Let's think. I think that's basically it.
Yeah,
in
I think
terms
that's basically
of like
it. I was looking through
gossip
our
and such. Yeah.
DMs. And there really wasn't. We got a question about the Billy Charlie collab, so I don't want to
talk about that yet. Because I just heard about that this morning, actually, from Charles. I didn't know about it. One more thing. The Eras Tour Grace is the cover of the latest issue of Variety magazine. All of the
Yeah, that cover was really cute.
And the bracelets say biggest tour of all time. Super cute. How Taylor Swift Conquered the World with the Eras Tour by Chris Willman. I've not read it, so I hope it's nice.
Yeah.
better be.
It better
but
be.
All right, want to get into our...
Yeah, let's get into voicemails. Oh, wait.
We will pull them up. But did you watch? I know you didn't watch the whole thing, but I would love you to watch the whole thing because the timing of this coming out is so perfect based on the Eminem conversation we had last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an 11-minute interview that he has with himself as Slim Shady. And I swear to God, like anything you like thought, brought up, whatever, like it's all in there. And it's good. It's good. It's a little like, you know, it's a little cheese, but it's good. Yeah. And it just shows you like...
That you sent me.
The clips are funny. Yeah, but they like were the whole funny. Thing is if you're a fan, you'll appreciate it. But like I would say if you're unsure about Eminem as a person, it's a good watch.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up is because he in the thing, he's arguing with himself, his younger version of himself, Slim Shady, and Eminem is or Marshall is talking about like, oh, blah, 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 my albums, and then Slim Shady is like, he's like, you're not fucking Taylor Swift, bro. The only era you've ever had is me. Like you know, so it was just funny. So even Eminem knows, don't come at the queen.
Mm-hmm.
So we love that.
I thought it was funny. The one clip you sent me where he was like, I wrote, like, he's as Slim Shady. He's like, I wrote Stan.
I wrote Stan.
And something else. And he's like, oh, you wrote the anthem for, like,
For stalkers and domestic abusers?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly,
he probably saw me. Yeah.
It's very, very self-aware, which I always appreciate. So,
okay, let's jump into voicemails.
Perfect.
Hey, ladies. This is Casey, a fellow Swiftie, and I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for all of the awesome content you put out there, and not just the Taylor Swift content, but all the other stuff that you talk about liking too, Charlie XCX, Harry Potter, Court of Thorns and Roses, House of the Dragon, and it's like every time you guys talk about something, I get to pat myself on the back and be like, yeah, man, that's all good taste. But also, B, you know, you introduced me to new stuff that I have never listened to before, and there's a pretty high chance that if you guys like it, I'm going to like it too. So
aww,
give Fourthling a shot, and it's awesome. So keep it coming. Love that you're, you know, expanding on things that we all like to listen to and to watch on TV, and it's not just solely Taylor Swift, but we do have a good taste as Swifties, so...
Yes,
nice
we do.
To see what everybody else is listening to and watching.
That's true.
Keep it up. Love you.
Thanks, Casey.
Oh, that was just a nice
thing.
So
nice, yeah.
That's lovely.
I also wanted to use it to kind of bring up, like, you know, the tour is ending. So, like, in December, like, there will be, like, less things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like me and you, we can literally talk about anything.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
So I'm not worried. Mm-hmm. I want to know what people's thoughts are about, like, us, like, maybe, like, transitioning more into just, like...
For sure.
Talking about, like, what we
more
like.
More casual combos, a little more of a check-in with, like, you know, Taylor is ever-present.
Right.
But there's other things going
on, too. There's other things, yeah. And I feel like I would like to kind of transition more into that.
For sure.
And... It's nice to have callers like this being like, we do like when you guys talk
Absolutely.
About other stuff.
And honestly, thank God.
Yeah.
Because I worried.
I know,
can't have another show get canceled, Jay. Not another one.
No, please, guys. You have to stay with us when the tour ends.
Please. It'll be so humiliating. Like, I can't. Yeah. I can't. But for real, though, like, that does make me
feel
good.
It means a lot,
because we, you know, this is our... I love when we get to sit down and do this because we talk all the time, but this I always feel like is our catch up, and we always like just there's always so much to talk about and so much to do, and it, because we're such big Taylor fans, it always, whether we're planning it to or not, comes back to Taylor somehow.
To Taylor,
so it does like kind of work out. So good. I'm so glad that.
Yeah. Thank you for that message,
thank
Casey.
You, Casey. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi. So I've been a long time listener and just sitting in my car, just ripped a Benjamin.
Yeah, girl.
And I've just been thinking about the episode that you guys did where you guys said that before the Tortured Poets Department came out, this is like back when like Taylor and Travis like first started dating, you guys had like joked around and saying like, oh, like if Taylor writes a song about Travis, it's going to be like, oh, like I'm like a singer and you're a football player and like making those jokes.
And then she literally
and
did.
And every single time I listened to So High School, when she says brand new full throttle. You know how to follow Aristotle. Literally, every time I think of that, I think of you guys. And just, like, how funny it is that she basically wrote, like, you're a baller and, like, I'm a writer. And yeah. It's just so funny how it really just came to fruition. And I just love it. I just love that for you guys. And I love listening. And, yeah, just been on my mind and just wanted to call.
Oh, thanks, you. Queen. Bye. Thank you for that call. I love that. Isn't that funny? But it is so true. And, like, there was no other way it was going to be written. Like, even the alchemy, to be honest, is a little like the touchdown call.
It's so funny how, like,
we've straight up made fun on the nose. Yes,
yeah.
I know. What were we saying? Or no, what was the TikTok sound going around that was like, oh, Travis
made it to the big game. One like, step closer to Kelsey being my last name.
Yeah, literally. Like, that's literally those songs. Like, it might as well be those songs. And it's so funny how, like, we can recognize the feelings and like make jokes about it, but then it also ends up being like a really good song. Yeah. I like both those songs.
And I feel like it kind of, I don't know if this is true, this is just my own speculation, but like based off the lyrics, it kind of seems like they were maybe written like a little later or last on the album.
For sure.
Because, well, one, they didn't start dating until like very recent last year. Mm-hmm. And two, like it is very like, like the first thing you meet, the first thing you know about him is he's a football player. Yeah. So like, let me just make
you know how
most
to ball, and I know Aristotle. Yeah, like that's pretty much where we're at right now.
It's very funny.
Based on what people were saying, So High School is in. Are both?
That's
no, no.
They both are.
They're both in the.
Is Alchemy?
The Alchemy might be anthology? in the anthology. Wait, they're both in the anthology?
I
forget. Let me just look.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. No, I think
Alchemy.
I think. TTPD. The Alchemy is on. Yeah.
The Alchemy is on.
It is on.
But So High School is
so
not.
So High School is not, yeah.
So okay. The reason I say that, I still keep going back to that one random fact that I read that it took like 8 or 9 months to print vinyls. I don't know where I read that, but I've just been like, that's how I've been doing math backwards to figure out when Taylor wrote these songs.
Right.
So in my head, the earliest she could have written it came out, what, April?
Yeah.
And everybody started getting their shit right away.
Yeah.
Could have written it was like July or August of last year.
Yeah.
And that, for that to be on, for the Alchemy to be on, that makes sense. Where she like maybe like went to a football game or went to practice.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And like saw him with his friends. Like the conversations kind of make sense with that. Because I think if she were to write something now about him in like a deep way, we would know. You know what I mean? Like not that those songs aren't deep, but they're fun, flirty,
cutie,
like new relationship songs. Yeah. I think that now we'd get like, you're the love of my, you know, Labyrinth is about Travis now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's also funny how when we listened to both those songs for the first time, it just went over our heads.
We were like, wow, interesting.
Like, oh, football. Like, touchdown. That's weird. We were so tired.
We were so delusional at that point.
It's
especially So High School. So High School could have been more obviously about Travis.
We're just sitting there like,
oh, I wonder what this is about.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Like, Travis? I wonder.
Similar to when we were listening to Thank You, Amy, and I was like, Kim. And you were like, who? Kardashian?
We were so delusional
your
by
face,
that point.
I love your face in that video. God.
Oh. I was like, Kim, who the hell's Kim? Kardashian, literally her biggest op. Like,
her
oh, right.
Op.
Yeah. Like,
basically her only op.
I was
op at
so
this point.
Tired and like
so
50
funny.
Pen rips deep.
Oh, yeah. Like. No. We were like so stoned. I was like, I was on like a sugar crash from all those fucking cookies.
Cookies, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Jan Kelly, long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, Queen.
I was thinking about, I know that Kelly had said, I feel like TTPD made me just ultimately regress as a human being.
Still feeling it, by the way.
And I personally never related to anything more.
Mm-hmm.
So I am wondering what song specifically on TTPD made you regret, and you too, Gia. Like, I just want to know.
I feel personally
I've been in so many situationships, and
I hear
this album was perfect for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, like, which song personally hit the hardest for you guys? And I love you guys both so much.
XOXO Lindsay.
Yay, love you, Lindsay. Love you, Lindsay. Thanks, queen.
Thank you. And that'll be easy. I'll just literally go down the list. It's a lot of them. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. So Long London.
So Long London is a big one. Yeah.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me didn't make me regress, but it definitely made me like bring up like my angry feelings towards people, you know? LOML, Love My Life, Lost My Life.
Yeah.
Big time. Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, obviously. Clara Bow makes me emotional for some reason. The Black Dog for sure.
Yeah,
Chloe
the
Sam,
Black
Sophia
Dog.
Marcus for
Chloe
sure.
Sam, yeah.
How Did It End?
How Did It End?
I
yeah.
Hate It Here. I Look at People's Windows. Like I said, literally all the songs.
The whole
I would say Peter as well. Peter falls in there because Peter right now is a song like I start crying when I listen to it. You
yeah,
know? It's like
so
one
good.
Of those. And The Bolter, I would say
I love
like
The Bolter.
Definitely. That one is another one where I wouldn't say it made me regress. It just describes me really well.
The Bolter is was a song of my trip.
Oh,
we listen to it a lot. Yeah,
I love that.
My friends are all
slowly
becoming Swifties. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's really
so
awesome.
Fun.
I know.
Oh, I love that. And they're just
it's
you'll
so
be able to just,
it's so fabulous.
Just mother
there
them
was,
all.
There
in.
Was four of us, and now there's six of us.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
Yep.
Love it. And then of course The Manuscript makes me cry, but I think that's more. The Manuscript is a song actually that I think wraps it up nicely. Like if I'm listening to the whole album, I have to listen to The Manuscript as like a bow tie at the end because it's very like we've experienced all this. I'm getting chills. We've experienced all this and now we're letting it all go. And I think that it's a really important thing to listen to The Manuscript like a lot. But yeah, it's just really a lot of those songs.
I think mine really was The Prophecy.
That sent me
in a spiral.
Yeah, for
especially
sure.
if with someone like Taylor Swift, like writing a song like that, that's so sad and like
for sure
it's just like damn, like she feels like that, like, and I feel like that,
exactly.
Like
honestly though, can't relate to Don't Want Money Just Want Company. Like I want both.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm greedy, but
that's true.
That's true.
That's very
but
true.
But no, the Prophecy is a I see a lot of people talking about
just
the Prophecy.
Like yeah, it just feels like it just really makes you like it just perfectly encapsulates the feeling of like after another breakup you're like oh my god, like am I ever going to find something that's like successful and works and like makes me feel happy. Like it's just so sad.
Absolutely. I think that might be I didn't put that song on my list because I think I'm honestly really still in like a delusion phase.
Yeah,
like I live so much of my life in delusion that I really rarely let myself get to the point of the Prophecy because that's just a harsh reality that I'm not ready
to
face.
True, I know.
So I think that's why.
And
know.
How Did It End? Like
no, How Did It End is
so
that
sad.
That is my Prophecy. Like,
yeah,
because every fucking
every,
God,
it's
every
so sad, and
I
it's
swear,
yeah, especially when it's like an unexpected breakup. Ugh. Like everyone's always asking you, "Oh my god, like how did it end?" And like the part we always talk about the part where she's like, "Guess." Or the guess who we saw walking in circles.
Yeah, guess
in
who
the
we
shop.
Ran into at the shops.
Walking
in
circles
like
she was
lost.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like it's
did you
too
hear they
real.
Called it all?
Did you
off?
Hear they
yeah, it's just like it's too real.
It's too real. Did I ever tell you? I'll tell this story. That is so me to the point
of
like I won't. Half the time I'll be dating someone and I won't tell anyone that I'm dating them because I'm too afraid of breaking up and having to tell everyone that I broke up.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So it takes me a long time to like even, I'll be like, oh yeah, I've been dating someone for 6 months. And my friends will be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like that is a constant in my life, but it's just as bad when we break up and I don't tell anybody and I wait a long time. So I was dating someone for a long time, very serious relationship. We broke up. Terrible. And I was too heartbroken to tell anyone because I didn't even want to see the looks on their faces. Like I didn't want to see, you know, it was so bad. But it went on for so long, Gia. I literally like moved to a new apartment. I didn't tell anybody. I went to my friend. I went to, I'll say it, Yumi's. She remembers the story. I went to Yumi's engagement party and I brought a gift signed the both of us. That's how deep this went.
Wait,
like,
that's
I was
crazy.
Like, it was only like, to be fair, it was only like a month or month and a half or so.
Yeah,
which
I
is
mean,
still an insane amount of time. But I just wasn't ready to like show up at
that
party
makes
and
sense.
Have to explain. So
yeah.
I just pretended.
And also,
I pretended
like
oh, he's not
real.
Here. He's, you know, he's busy working. Like I was just lying. I was just lying.
Wait, have you read
so
Happy Place by Emily Henry?
No, but should I?
It's kind of similar to that, but they
Happy
do get
Place?
Back together in the end.
Oh,
they're
well,
like,
we are not getting back together.
They're
so.
Like, they were dating for like 8 years or something. And they were all in the same friend group. And they go to like the same house in Maine, like every summer.
Oh, I love.
And they break up, but they don't tell anyone because like they're too like scared to tell their friends.
Of course. worst because it also like fucks up a dynamic. Yes, and, like, exactly. Ruins,
and they like don't want to ruin. I think like two of the other friends were like going to get married or something, and they didn't want to ruin the wedding or whatever. So they like pretend like they're still together.
Right. And oh, they God. Go to and the then vacation. They like get back together. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they get back together, of course. But of course. It's the only Emily Henry book that really made me cry. It's
Ooh,
so good.
All right, yeah. I'll have to read it. I'm looking for a new book. I gotta. I am obviously still rereading. All the chords, Acatar. I just finished the third book, but I need some new shit in my life, I think, to really get my attention.
I really just need to finish fucking Throne of Glass.
It's
series.
Hard. It's just hard to get through all those books.
Yeah, I and I didn't read at all this weekend. I really thought I was going to at least read on the plane, and I didn't at all. I just slept. So I'm just behind. And I've also, I told you that, I gave up the tandem read.
Oh, no, fuck it. Like, forget it.
I'm done. I just can't do it anymore.
It's just
too
much. Also, before we play the next voicemail, kind of going back to that question we just got, Torture Poets obviously sent me back, but I want to give a shout out to August, the song, obviously today, August Day. Listening to it this morning, I was like, damn, I've been in August so many times. Like, it's... If you have not, you have to have been in August.
I like, was in August for like 8 years of my life.
So long. Like, yeah. I think I am more, very much more August than Betty, which is 100%. Unfortunate. I wish I was Betty, but I'm August.
I'm August, 1,000%. I
I'm August.
Yeah, I'm just Big August. Time. Like, yeah, just, like there was
August girls. No, you're just August, and you don't want to be. You don't want to be. August. You don't want to be August. Yeah. But it is nice, and like whenever Taylor talks about August. That makes me feel better when she's like, she just wanted love too. And I'm like, yeah.
It, like that. No, I'll never forget like hearing that song for the first time. It's like meet me behind the cancel Please. My plans just in case you call.
Please. I'm still doing that. Like recently as a week ago, like I'm canceling plans just in case you call.
Yeah.
Like,
there was a time where I was really doing that all the time, especially when I was like younger. It just like there's this one boy that like literally I wouldn't even see my friends, and my friends would he wouldn't even want to hang out with me.
No, of course not.
And I was still canceling all my friends just in case he asked me if he wanted to hang out. And it's so sad to think about.
I had that same thing in high school. And like I think I've been thinking about it a lot recently. Like maybe with August coming up, like that specific person who's like married with children, I haven't spoken in 15 years, whatever. I still am like. Motherfucker. Like,
I know.
Just, I don't feel like you.
I know.
Know how.
Wait,
know
you
what you
know
did.
Something
like,
so
you didn't know what you did. Yeah.
And maybe I'll cut this, but I probably won't.
Tell it.
My high school boyfriend. We broke up. Like I want to say. Yeah, like going into my freshman year of college, we broke up. And he was a year older than me, and we like still were like hooking up and talking for like. Since like maybe like 3 years ago.
Oh, bitch, please. That's a story of my fucking life. Like, actually kill me. Like, I.
Like, all through college, 2021, 2022. Like, it was crazy.
It's always that, because you know why? Because it's comfortable. You know, it's there. Yeah. And you also kind of know that it's never going to actually happen. So it's like low pressure. But you still sometimes like let yourself get swept up in it. Like, and then you like let yourself get heartbroken.
Yeah.
Again. Like, it's emotional cutting. It's emotional cutting.
Really,
with
it was. Like, why don't I just make myself feel 10 times worse.
100%. And still, one day,
and then eventually,
like point,
and then I was just, it was weird. Like, one day I just like woke up and I was like, I don't.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Waking up and being like, is the best feeling. Sometimes it takes so long.
And guess
long,
where he
it's
moved?
The best. Where, around the corner from you?
Kansas City.
Shut up.
I know, isn't that crazy? I know. He's like,
touchdown, call me amateurs and cut it from the team. Ditch the crowns, it's the clowns, baby. I'm the one to be. No. That's him. He's literally, he's there with his. With his sign on their heart.
Yeah, maybe he's
still reserved
for
you.
Taylor Swift.
The sign on his heart
City.
Is reserved for
maybe
you.
Maybe I'll see him when we
maybe
go.
Maybe I'll see him at the game. Yeah, when we go on the tour to buy all the shit in Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We saw some shit that was like, somebody did like a tour of Kansas City and found like all the Taylor Swift merch and stuff. And we're kind of thinking we need to do the same thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was crazy. They have like a full store dedicated to like Tavis shit. I'm like, how do we get C&D'd and they don't?
That's what I'm saying. And that's another thing. We have a hard time. We can't, unless we start thinking of like, inside jokes from the pod to make merch.
Yeah.
We can't make any Taylor merch because of, you know, it's C&D, which I understand. Look, like, I totally get it. Like, it's, you know, she makes her own merch, whatever. But I just don't know how everybody else gets away with it.
It just, it's
maybe because
really,
we're like a big company.
Yeah, it probably is because we are a big company. Yeah. Like, you can't go after every single fucking Etsy seller
or shit like that.
So it is a little disappointing. Like, I had a really good idea for a hat and we got told
we couldn't do it.
I'm sad
about it. I'm sad about the hat. Yeah, it does suck. But
if you guys have any ideas that like subtly hint to Taylor.
Yes, that's know. The key. It can't be the names of her like lyrics. Songs. Songs, albums, anything.
Nothing.
But it can be. It can like allude to it. Like,
yeah.
You know, inside joke phrases, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'd like to do a drop for the fall. I think would be fun. Like maybe a football. Something.
Yeah, something football related. Maybe we could do like some sort of Swifty or Tavis something that doesn't get us sued for millions of dollars.
Exactly.
But imagine if we got sued by Taylor.
Oh my god. But that's the thing, Gia. When we got the C&D for the slut sweatshirt, I was like, oh my god, Taylor hates us. Like I can't believe we even thought we could like make a dollar off her name. Like we're so fucked up. We're no better than Scooter Braun. Like I was literally like.
You know what? Honestly, Tay, like not, I love you so much, not. But God forbid we try to make a couple dollars, okay? Like God forbid
we turn a buck. You know what I mean?
But I get it. Like no, I get the legality. It's her lawyers.
Her lawyers and her like what is it? UGA?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's jump into DMs. And perfect. Like we were saying before, this person messaged us thoughts on Billy/Charlie allegedly shading Taylor on the Guess remix. I don't know where they got this picture from, but they sent a picture of, and they said the source leaked the feature about a week ago, and it says the lyrics include blocked from number one, you can guess how that feels, but she's the one obsessing if we're keeping it real. Okay. Very good remix, might be the best so far. It's bratty and poppier. This might be a hit. There's no way.
There's no way. And if that is real,
that's so
losery. Like that's the lamest shit so I've lame. Ever read. If that's real, like I will lose. I have a ton of respect for Billy.
Brad Summer's over, if that's a thing.
No, Brad Summer is over, by the way, because it got ruined by politics. But also, I thought that Charlie was going to come out with Nunu, because she's coming out with new music tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
She said Brad Summer's over. Remember, she posted that thing.
No, she didn't say Brad Summer's over. She was making fun of news articles saying that Brad Summer was over. Like she posted a bunch of articles.
She was like, Brad Summer's over, new vibe coming up. Like,
no,
whatever.
She posted on Instagram a bunch of headlines being like, Brad Summer's over and here's why. And then the caption was like, oh, new music coming out like next week or
this
something.
This one, yeah, Pitchfork. Brad Summer, and it's the same, but it's dead, so it's not. Oh, yeah. Oh, see you next week.
Yeah. Oh, see
got
you next
it.
Week. Yeah, so she was kind of like, oh, you think Brad Summer's dead?
I totally
it's about to
misread that.
Have another life.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So then we have guests coming out.
Billy.
There's just no with Billy. I mean, there's just no fucking way that those are real.
There's
lyrics.
No like, there's way that no those way. Are real lyrics, and I would actually be shocked, and I'd be like sad. I'd be like, damn. Like, I wanted to be able to listen to both, but now I feel like if you're gonna shade Taylor like that when she was not blocking you,
I mean, that's not true and not a real
thing.
I feel
like they have to know that. Like they have to know that.
They have to know.
It's just
although I don't know, like.
And also those lyrics are so cheesy. Blocked from number one, you can guess how that feels, but she's the one obsessing if we're keeping it real.
That's so embarrassing. Like those are the most embarrassing lyrics I've ever read.
Like she's not obsessing.
Oh my fuck.
If anything, her fans
are
obsessing.
Girl, you're obsessing. Like whoever, like now we have Billy talking about Taylor all the time, shading her on the side. We've got a song that Charlie put out that's like allegedly about Taylor that we all just kind of were like, all right, girl, let's move along. Yeah. Like, we don't care. We're not going to come for you there. And then now we're doing a collab where it's going to be a shit talk session.
Yeah, the
like,
collab's
get
crazy.
Out. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, I'll be very curious to see how
that
goes.
Video of Charlie XX doing coke in the middle of her fucking set, by the way?
Also, but like, why are people so shocked?
No, why is anyone
listen
shocked?
Listen to the album.
Her entire summer is
you
do
have,
a key, do a yeah, bump, do a, you know,
do you
want to
have a little
drugs.
Line? You want to do a key? You want to have a little line?
And I previously loved that about her, but now I'm going to have to bring it up every time if she's shading like that.
I
have to be like, she's doing coke on her DJ stand. I have to remind everybody about it. But I love Brad. I love
Brad.
And I
like
Charlie. So
yeah,
it sucks.
I refuse to believe that that's a thing.
Can't be
especially
real.
Because Hit Me Hard and Soft and Brad are like two of my favorite albums this summer,
totally.
Along with TTPD. So like, it's just I don't want to see my girls fighting.
No, I don't want to either. Jealousy.
Did you see
ugly perfume, ladies?
Yes, it is. It really is. Did you see that outfit that Billie Eilish wore?
No.
I don't know if it was Chicken Shop Date.
I haven't like. Oh yeah, I did. I actually did see that
with like the backwards hat.
Yes, and it was just a bad look. Well, she's always got a weird outfit on, and I'm like, whatever, that's her style. Like I don't mind, but it seems like lately it's excess.
I saw a funny
tweet
that was like, she doesn't have
ridiculous.
One song where she should be dressing like this.
It's honestly true.
But yeah,
her music doesn't match her style, which like you know, who cares? But
yeah,
that is something to note.
Okay, hi ladies, how firm are your? where'd that go? Oops. Hi, ladies. How firm are your album rankings? Obviously, TGBD joining the conversation prompted some changes, but how about the oldies? Maybe I'm in a red era, but I've moved It and Debut way up my list.
Ooh, I think moving things up and down your list is just a part of being a Swiftie.
Yeah.
But mine is pretty much set in stone. I would say, like, they always get a bump in my mind whenever the re-records come out. I listen to them more, but I'm still pretty secure in where I place everything. Specifically, like,
where would you put TTPD now?
TTPD is up there. Folklore always number one.
Yep.
Reputation. I really like Midnights.
I love Midnights.
I really like Midnights. I would put Tortured Poets maybe above, like, because it's so long and there are so many good songs that I love, it's just a totally different vibe. And I'm not shitting on this, but I think I'd probably put it like above 1989.
Okay.
Which I love 1989, but I also fucking love Tortured Poets.
Yeah.
And wherever 1989 is in that grand scheme of things, like Speak Now is in there too. Like, I just know my bottoms are like Debut and Fearless.
Yeah.
You know?
I still feel like I haven't fully absorbed TTPD yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely would put it in, like, my top six to top five.
I think I feel the same.
I think it would be, like, Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, TTPD, Fearless.
That's a good one.
1989.
That's a good one.
Reputation. It gets so hard.
Hard
Reputation,
like,
and 1989 are, like, literally the same for me.
I think
I would actually put Reputation, 1989 in front of Fearless, and then Fearless after them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know where I'd put 1989 and Reputation, like...
It's hard to do.
I would put maybe Reputation above 1989, too.
Yeah. I do, obviously. Let's see. I think, yeah. Folklore, Reputation, Midnights. I might then go Evermore. And then maybe a Tortured Poets, number five.
Yeah.
1989, number six. And then the rest, I don't really...
Yeah.
You know, Speak Now, I guess. I think
Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, TTPD, Reputation, 1989, Fearless.
Nice. Yeah. So we're pretty aligned. Yeah. With our top fives, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
Love it. But yeah, no, it does. It changes all the time, of course. And I think something we talk about all the time, something so exciting, a reason I like Taylor so much, is because she has an album, like, for every mood, basically. Like, it's just, if I'm in a Reputation mood, I'm in a Reputation mood. If I'm in a Tortured Poets mood, I'm in a so it's like my absolute favorites change
all the time. Yeah.
Except for Folklore, though.
Yeah, if you asked me, like, last year or 2 years ago, I would have said Midnights is, like, bottom three for me.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Hey, ladies, I'm currently watching an episode and want to drop a couple of my thoughts about the re-records. And when we might get them. Ooh. I haven't clowned since November because, boy, did I feel foolish, so I'm not trying to predict anything.
However, the day that lived on an infamy, the November clown.
Huh. Yeah, that was terrible.
That was so bad.
However, didn't we, like...
No, I was planning merch. I was, like, texting Dave, being like, Dave, tonight's the night. Like, he was
so
like,
bad.
Shit, okay. Like, yeah. He stopped. I have since, like, texted him a few times being like, hey, by the way, like, rumors are swirling.
Yeah.
And he stopped responding to them because they're wrong. Like, he's tired of it.
I get it, honestly. However, two theories I keep seeing are 2025 or Friday the 13th. I think one big clue she's given us is not having played I Did Something Bad on tour yet.
Of course.
To me, this is clearly going to be used for the announcement or the release, so I think we will get one of those before the end of Eras Tour. I also don't think that anything will be released on her birthday. She's a charts girly, and the charts get messy with all of that Christmas musing happening at that time. Obviously, there are many reasons why Evermore didn't perform as well as her other projects, but I'm sure that played a part. Just my two cents. What do you think?
That's a good point.
I didn't even think about the Christmas.
Neither did
stuff,
I.
Because
however,
that's so
though,
true. Like,
I think Taylor sweeps the Christmas music.
Think
I think that
even
people,
all I
yeah.
want for Christmas is you.
I think
everyone's
it,
listening to that.
Everyone is listening to that for sure. But I do think that. Do I think she will have the longevity through Christmas? No. Like, I think she would beat it all, like, the week it comes out, maybe the second week. But then Christmas is there.
Come up,
And we're not listening to Taylor on Christmas unless we're listening to New Year's Day. You know what I mean? Like,
if it's a
Reputation, whatever. So,
or Christmas Tree Farm.
Christmas Tree Farm, for sure. But, like, you know, I don't think if she's not caring about the weeks and weeks and the records and stuff, it's also not a brand new album. So I don't think that she cares
as much about
the charts when they're not brand new albums.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true.
So she might not give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think I Did Something Bad. Like, it says a lot that's the only one that hasn't been performed from Reputation. So I feel like once we hear, I never liked a narcissist.
I never trust a narcissist, but they love me.
On the piano or guitar. That's
so I play them like a violin, and I make it look oh so easy. Because for every lie I tell them, they tell me three. This is how the world works. This is how the world works. And now all they think about is me. I can feel the flames on my skin, crimson red paint on my lips. When the man talks shit, then I owe him nothing.
I always love the Reputation version.
The live version, yeah.
Look at the chills. When the man talks shit, then I owe him nothing.
I don't regret it one bit because he had it coming. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Say I did something bad.
Wow, wow.
Why does it feel so good?
Wow, wow. God, that sounds such a banger.
Watch out for her.
Chills, literally full chills.
No, I'll die. No, my full body. Like that, and that like is my favorite song on Reputation.
It's so
like,
good.
Gun to my head, that's my favorite song. I also love Delicate and Dress. But it's just that song not being played yet is obviously means it will be there for like a big reveal, big something
maybe even like a music video, like I don't know.
Totally. I kind of also feel like acoustics don't do that song justice.
No, not
so
at all.
I'll be curious, you know. We gotta see. I don't know if I want it to be played acoustically. I don't know, so
yeah,
we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. I'm very excited, but I do agree with her saying that I did something bad is going to be like a big point there in which direction we are going in
for
terms
sure.
of Reputation Taylor's version.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Woo!
So we'll just have to wait and see. But
big summer blowout.
All right. Yeah. Big summer blowout. Big summer blowout.
Big summer blowout.
She'll be having a big summer blowout in Warsaw
this weekend.
Looking forward to it. Seeing what's happening.
Everyone do your Swift alerts.
Swift alerts. Get your mastermind in.
Yep.
And that's about that.
I guess keep your eyes peeled for tonight.
Keep your eyes peeled for tonight, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You never know. You never know what's going on. And again, we are recording this on time. So today is Thursday. So just keep your wits about you.
Yep.
Move forward into the night. Thank you to everyone who called in.
Yes,
wrote
we love
in,
you guys.
Who said nice things and brought up thoughtful conversation. We so appreciate it.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love
you.